Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Witness in the legal defense of an activist sued for defamation in Bukit Gombak, tell his story. Won Soon Phat is 39 years old. He's the father of four children and lives 500 meters away from the mine owned by company Roa Australian Gold Mine in Malaysia that uses sodium cyanide to extract gold in the Malaysian area of Bukit Gombak, Raub District, state of Pahang. As soon as the company started operating in 2009, he and his children started to suffer from health problems. He decided not to remain silent and be a witness of the defense in the trial for defamation against local leader Wong Kin Hung. It was noon in the Bukit Gombak village, and the members of Friends of the Earth International Solidarity Mission present in the area to verify the complaints for environmental defenders worked under the radiant sun. Several interviews with the local community had already brought us closer to the daily lives of the community. Suddenly, we stopped at a repair shop, and after a few minutes, one of its workers, Won Soon Phat, kindly met with the participants of the mission on Real World Radio. Won speaks Bahasa Malaysia, but lawyer Deva Lingman of SAM, Friends of the Earth Malaysia, provided the translation.
The problem started after the mine began operations in 2009, sometime in March. At that time, I didn't know what was going on, but I was told that the mine began operations in March of 2009. And sometime in June, I began experiencing itchiness in my skin, and my eyes became very hot, and I felt as if there was something in the air which was very, which was not clean, and I felt difficulty in breathing. I've been to hospital, I've been to the government hospital, I've also gone to the private clinics to get assistance.
Sekarang saya rasa ada baik sikit lah. Dulu...
These days, 1 month it would be bad, very bad. The next month it will be all right. So the doctor asked him if he is sensitive to seafood and other seafood food, and he said no. I've been eating seafood for a long time. Then he said maybe it's because you're using the wrong soap. That's why you're sensitive to the soap. But he said I've been using the same soap since I was small. So why is it only now I'm having this problem?
Dia kasi saya itu sapu mana, sapu.
So they've given, the doctor gave me a cream to put on my skin, and also an antihistamine to stop the itchiness. That was sweet to speak.
Boleh baik dia, dia tahan sekejap dia.
So it doesn't really improve, it just stops the itchiness for a short while.
Saya pun tak boleh buat apa lah.
If I can, I would like to move from here, but I can't move because it's going to cost a lot of money. Plus, I have my own place here already. But in those days, I used to feel very scared. I feel less scared now. It's different when I go to Cameron Highlands, which is a highlands, and there, whenever I go there, I feel very strong. But whenever I come back here, I become very tired, and I feel that there is something in the air, and that makes me feel tired. But then I'm no longer scared like how I used to be.
Kenapa saya mau jadi ini saksi orang? Sebab saya.
He said that I want to be a witness because everyone in my family have the same problems, not only me. Whenever I see my children having the same problems, the same itchiness, to me it's very painful to see them going through this suffering. So I want everybody to know what we are going through.
Dia nombor tiga, my anak dia main teruk.
Okay, so I've got four children. My third child is the one with the worst problem. Skin itchiness. The other three children they do have, but it's not as bad as compared to myself and my third child, 39 years old. My third child is 9 years old.
Saya punya kawan dari Johor.
So I have a friend who lives in Johor, in the southern part of Malaysia, and who comes to visit during Chinese New Year. And whenever he comes here, he complains about the air. because the air is different from where he comes from, and he feels like there is something in the air. So he complains a lot to him whenever he comes here. I want to let everyone know the problems I'm facing, and I want to make sure that at least something is done for us to get better.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by Fo Wai.